here it is live from Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your hosts, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right, it's Friday night. It's time for the Pops and Low Radio Show. Low, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well, doing well. I really enjoy the new intro.
Yeah, you know, it's funky, right? I mean, you know, it's upbeat, it's happy, and Bob Myers is in the room.
We appreciate you coming and letting us know this week.
That's right. Robert Austin Myers, a.k.a. Bob.
Ram. Car Ramrod.
Ram.
Car Ramrod.
There you go. So, yeah. So I want to thank Andrew Jones for that amazing intro. And later in the show, we forgot to do this last week, but later in the show, we are going to have music from I Am Headsocket.
Yeah. Boo on us for saying we're going to do it and not doing it. But, you know, it happens.
Unprofessional.
Tis life.
To say the least.
Nah, we're professional. Don't say that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Well, it's Friday night and we've got a buttload of odd news.
A buttload.
That's right. We got
an ass ton.
A buttload. Oh, look. Look, the purveyor of poopy bags is right here in the room. It's Rob Scribner, a.k.a. Ranger Rob. He says, good evening. How you doing, Ranger Rob? I hope you're doing well, my friend.
Mr. Good Talk Radio himself.
Yeah, that's right. Good Talk Radio and the purveyor of the poopy bag.
There we go.
Ram beats BM. That's right.
Let me... reach for it. Reach for the sky.
There it is. I mean, while Rob's in the room, I just want to show him that we actually do promote the Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bag. It's got long handles.
The longest.
Extra long handles. They're extra deep for the biggest of poops. A buttload of fun here, Ranger Rob says. That's right. You can fit a buttload of poop in a Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bag. And they are biodegradable, so they will break down in the landfill. So you got to go to Amazon, get yourself some Ranger Rob Pet Poopy Bags if you have a dog.
I mean, hey, even if you don't have a dog, maybe you have a cat or some other reason to pick up feces, but you know.
That's exactly right. So we got a buttload of odd news today. We're going to have a buttload of fun, and we've got a buttload of gas station trivia lined up for later in the show.
Yeah, we're hoping that we can hit a little bit better than last week. Shout out Donald Malone for the Alabama recommendation.
That's right.
I don't think he could have predicted how little they answered. Jen, we appreciate that. You know what? We should make that mandatory. If you're in the show, if you're in the comments, you should announce it. Okay. Right. We're going to make that a new mandate. The mask mandate was lifted here in Arizona, but we're instituting an attendance mandate.
That's right. The mask mandate has been lifted. Can you believe it?
I mean, partially.
I mean, you know, it's up to the individual. Unless you go inside
anywhere, you know?
Well, yeah, it's up to the individual and the business. So, I mean, that's a start, right?
Hey.
You know what else I have? I put out a question today on Facebook and got a lot of responses.
Okay.
And that is, what is your go-to candy bar? I mean, if you only had one choice.
Holy shoot.
Uh-huh.
Man.
What do you think of that?
One choice of candy bar. Now,
yeah.
Okay, do things like Reese's count in that, or does it have to strictly be a bar?
Oh, no. Like you go to the candy bar aisle.
Okay. So it counts.
Yeah.
You know, Reese's is a great one. Snickers is up there.
Agreed.
Oh, Rob says 100 grand.
Oh, the 100 grand bar.
Milky Way dark chocolate. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't take Ranger Rob for a dark chocolate guy, but hey, awesome. Let me see. I'm trying to think.
Yeah. Right.
Three Musketeers is a good one.
I actually have one of my all-time favorite.
Yeah.
Candy bars.
I was wondering because I looked at the wall right as you said it and it wasn't there.
The Zagnut.
A Zagnut classic.
The Zagnut. This is an actual Zagnut bar and we may eat it during the show.
And by
I'm
we,
just saying.
He means he. I'm good. no, listen, if you like Almond Joy, you can leave the room now. Okay. Feel free. What, you got something to say? Oh, yeah.
No.
You like black licorice.
I love black
licorice. My son has real beef with you for that. Every time we talk candy, he's like, I can't believe that Pappy likes black licorice. That's so gross.
Nothing better than a Clark's bar.
Clark's
bar. There you go. Great. Well, the Zagnut is very similar to a Clark bar, except it's smothered in roasted coconut.
Mm. Disgusting.
Let's see. It's about a buttload of Zap Nuts. Zag. Oh, that's man. All right. We got Twix in there. We got Reese's floating around. You know around.
What? Twix is up there for me.
Yeah.
That's a great one. I might have to go with that as the OG. I also like the Take Five. Have you had one of those?
Oh, Take Five was mentioned.
Take Five is up there.
Bob says, I liked chunky bars when I was young. Loved black licorice. Bob, there you go.
Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's see. Yeah, still not the same, Jen says. The Zag. That's right, Rob. That's right. The Zag Nut. Oh, boy. I'm telling you, it's better than a lot of things. Nah. Tracy Zenner, she said the Hershey with almonds was her answer.
You know what? That's an underrated one. Okay, but you have to be someone who likes almonds in the first place to even remotely enjoy that. So it, you know, eliminates a lot of people.
Who remembers the Sky Bar?
Mm. You lost me.
How about the Marathon? We talked about this last week. The Marathon Bar. Oh, man. If it was still around, it'd be up there in my top three, I think. We got the Butterfinger bar from Gary Virick.
People look, I don't dislike the Butterfinger,
mm-hmm.
but here's the thing. It's one of those things that your kid goes trick or treating on Halloween and happens to bring them back and they already don't like them. All right, cool. You know, it's there, whatever. But that's not something I've ever sought out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's bright and yellow, so it catches your eye. We got Bob that says the Take Fives. Yeah, there you go.
He said, Take Five rock. Man, they do. Skybar had four pieces of different fillings.
Allison Bach said the Three Musketeers. Dana White said the Kit Kat.
Dana White was on our chat? Not the same
Dana White. Not the same Dana White, a girl I went to school with.
But still, we appreciate it.
That's right. She said the Kit Kat bar.
Bob said he used to like the Mars bar. Or Ranger Rob said that.
Oh, yeah, Rob. Yeah, the Mars bar was not bad. The Mars bar wasn't bad. And how
about them, Jen?
Peanut butter Twix.
You know what? I've only had one or two of those. They're really good. But the Twix is the only thing I enjoy that much caramel in.
How about it's Easter coming up? How about the Cadbury egg?
Yeah, you got to really be in the mood. I mean, that's rich. Just a lot. Yeah,
very, very rich.
It's just a lot. Oh, here's one I forgot. The chocolate chip Hershey's bar. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, cookies and cream.
Oh, right, Hershey's right, bar. Right.
That's a great one.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Where the hell is Kelly and Dave? That's the question. I know. I think Kelly is out with drunk Cindy. Not quite sure where Dave is at. He might be in the room.
Well,
let's see. Ron Bays said the zero bar.
What is that?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, Ron, I can't say I've had it. He said, when you go there, you won't. That's it. You're in. You're in for life. We had another Butterfinger. Let's see. David Perry says it's a tie between the Snicker bar and the whatchamacallit.
Yo, those now, are really good too.
Yeah, yeah. Your mother loves the whatchamacallit.
That's who likes it. I thought it was mom. Yeah, yeah.
Did you know they just came out with a Hoosie What's It?
Oh, no. Hoosie What's It?
Yeah, the whatchamacallit has now came out with a Hoosie What's It.
Okay, pause. This is something that did happen to me this week. I rewatched Rain Man.
Rain Man,
where he does the who's on first, and that's why that always assimilates with the whatchamacallit.
Emily Kiesel said the Clark bar or the peppermint patty.
Ooh, I feel like that's caramel. When we do Man on the Street, mm-hmm. we got to debate that, okay? Because I am an anti chocolate and mint person
now,
anti.
Oh, I love the thin mint or the baby mint. One of those
peppermint. That's what she was talking about.
The peppermint patty is the big one.
Oh.
And then you got the Junior Mints.
Oh, yeah, from the Seinfeld episode.
That's right.
Right. But no, absolutely not. Chocolate and mint don't go together. Would you chew a piece of gum and chocolate at the same time? No, you wouldn't.
Ranger Rob, you take care and have a great night. Get the sensation. York Peppermint Patty. There you go. It looks like Jen's getting the sensation from a caramel egg.
That was a good segue.
Let's see. Linda Dunlap, she said, not a candy bar, but seasonal Reese's pumpkins, trees, hearts, and eggs are so good. Also, Russell Stover's sea salt caramel eggs are difficult to pass up. That's
very specific, but I don't mind that.
Thomas Shirey, he's my co-host on my other show. He says, the good old-fashioned Mr. Goodbar.
I haven't had one of
those. Chocolate with a little bit of peanut in there. Chocolate with a little bit of peanut in there.
Long time.
Eleanor Habiger says Snickers. You got to love Snicker bars. Or the Heath bar, Leslie says. Yeah.
You know what?
I love the Heath bar.
I'm not a big Heath bar guy, but I've had quite a few in my time. Jen says, well, Crack Attack smells like peppermint patty.
Oh, yes, it does.
There's a good promotion.
That's right. In fact, right there, if you go to Gray Feather Farms site on Etsy, you can pick up some Crack Attack, or you can go to saywhatyouwillradio.com, click sponsor on the tab. Sponsor tab,
and then click the link.
And then click the link. Just like my friend, the Conservative Bear, did last week. He picked up some Crack Attack.
Hey, there you go.
So,
man,
there you go.
He said whatever is 50% off the day after Easter.
Yeah, look, that's right.
Look, I appreciate that you like it. I'm glad you do. Okay, it's just, you know, there's so many other better ones up.
You know, the Heath bar or the Score bar, they're pretty much the same.
Yeah, they are pretty similar. Okay, here's sidebar question.
Yep.
He's talking about Easter. Easter's coming up here.
That's right.
Do you enjoy Peeps?
You know, they came out with a Pepsi flavored Peep. I'm sorry, a Peep flavored Pepsi.
What?
Yeah. Peep flavored Pepsi.
Okay, I was expecting. I would have been more understanding of the Pepsi flavored Peep.
Right.
That's why.
Yeah, there is a Peep flavored Pepsi out there.
Okay, look, I enjoy them because I like marshmallows, but like that, I don't think I would try. Maybe we should for an odd news segment. Yeah. Try odd food.
Maybe right? We'll have a six pack of it on the show next week.
Right.
We'll see if we can find it.
You guys can watch us throw up.
Lisa Kalazi, she said a Take Five bar. There you go. There it is. Snickers or Reese's for Tracy Rumbaugh. Patty Joe says the dark Kit Kat. She likes the dark Kit Kat or you the dark what? Snickers.
Ash is like that. She loves the dark chocolate Kit Kat.
Yeah.
He says Heath in a Blizzard. Okay. That's one of the ways I do remember having Heath is that Dairy Queen had a Heath Blizzard, and that was not bad.
That's not a bad move at all. Katie says, Kyle says he skips the candy bar. It's all sour gummy worms.
He is a gummy worm. If we're talking gas station trivia, gas station snacks, I'm going a whole different route with this.
Yeah. Oh,
totally. Gummy bear person all the way.
Bob says Peeps that are a little bit stale. There you go.
You know, I've heard some people do like that when they're a little edgy like that. That's weird.
Peeps are toxic, says Jen. No Peeps. I saw you can make Play-Doh with them, Katie says. How about that? Dave Smith says the Baby Ruth. They are also the best when they're floating around in the pool. He said.
Right. They're also, you know, speaking of chunk.
Robin says Godiva chocolate bar, simply the best. And Sherry Espinoza wraps it up with a $100,000 bar. Yeah, there you go. So that was
grand is not bad.
No, the 100 grand is a solid.
He says, once you go dark Kit Kat, you never go back. Yeah. Kit Kats are classic. They're just.
That's right.
I mean, that commercial was the greatest branding.
Right. There it is. The Zagnut bar. The world's greatest candy bar ever made. Nah. There it is. I picked these up while I was in Pittsburgh, he said, by the way.
Explicitly. Yeah. Nah.
That's right. Nobody makes a better candy bar than the Zagnut bar. All right. Well, let's see. Bad news for the reproductive problems.
What?
Due to growing pollution, scientists say.
Okay, so we went from candy bars to reproductive problems and doo-doo.
That's right. That's the headline for the first odd news story. If global warming doesn't alarm people enough to stop polluting, maybe this will. It's also causing human penises to shrink.
And this is where?
All across the world.
Okay, well, we need to get out of there. Set the bar. Yeah, look, here we go. So first and foremost, I need to address something Jen said. Okay.
What's that?
And we were supposed to announce this at the beginning of the show. But so coming up here soon, okay, we will be making a transition to YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's a little bit down the road, so you guys have some time. But if you guys have some time tonight, feel free to jump onto YouTube, watch on there as well. Okay, start subscribing to that channel because eventually you are going to make a full shift. So we're going to try to remind you each week.
That's right.
Carry on.
That's right. Let's see. You can find all of our stuff on saywhatyouwillradio.com, by the way, if you want to go back and listen to all the programming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if global warming doesn't alarm people enough to stop polluting, maybe this will. It's also causing human penises to shrink. This is according to environmental and reproductive epidemiologist Dr. Shauna Swan. In her new book, she ties widespread industrial chemicals that are in food or product use every day to smaller penises, erectile dysfunction, and lower sperm counts. What do we got there? See, Bob Austin Myers, What's it say?
Clearly, that's the problem.
Oh,
I won't tolerate that buffoonery here, Jen. Oh, God. And you just, wow. Look,
poor,
okay.
Poor Bob.
I'm going to stick up for my fellow man. Don't let her treat you like that, Bob.
Reproductive health is not only a laughing matter, or is not only not a laughing matter. Sorry, there's a lot of knots in there. Wait,
okay, which one is it, though? You said it like three different ways.
Yeah, reproductive health is not only not a laughing matter, according to Swan.
Not only not. Okay.
Yeah, not only not. Yeah,
right, geez, right, right.
Who wrote this?
Emphasis, yeah, yeah.
In her book Countdown, it may threaten the ability of humans to reproduce. Movies like Children of Men that features chaos between the sterile human race isn't as far-fetched as humans might wish. The book calls it a global existential crisis. One of the chief causes of chemicals called phthalates, something like whatever, found in plastics that are all around us. They disrupt how hormones anyway. Right. So there you go. So global warming now, you can,
you can
blame your small penis
due to something called phthalate, something like that inside of that.
Global warming.
Study size of one confirms.
That's right.
Katie said YouTube is the same name, right? Kyle is having a malfunction finding you.
Yeah, if you just search the Pops and Low radio show.
Here's the kicker. You're probably having a problem because it's the and sign.
That's right. That's right. Ampersand.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
That's right. I forgot it's that dumb name. Like, who the hell?
Just like you see it on the screen here, the Pops and Low radio show.
I will post it in the comments so that way you guys can jump over there.
There you go. There you go. I believe study is okay. Does it really matter what 12 inches becomes 11
Bob says? That's my guy. Good job.
Bob?
Comment of the night.
There you go. There you go. So far.
I'm rooting for you. Good job.
Well, we were talking about food earlier, and did you know there's a single Cheeto that's on sale right now for $10,000.
Who does it look like? It has to look like somebody.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Let me see if I got that. And here it is. Right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Arnie.
Yeah.
10 grand. Okay, it does kind of, but like that's a strong kind of. Like,
an eBayer has recently put a strange-looking Cheeto up for sale, demanding a whopping $10,000 on its sale because the snack resembles the Terminator star, Arnold Schwarzenegger. The online listing refers to the snack as a coveted collector's item, also billing it as very rare.
Is that like eBay? Somebody just put their price, like they just named it. It's not like it's really valued at that. They're just like, yeah, I want 10 grand.
Oh, Kyle Nussbaum's here, by the way.
He found us.
He's in the room. That looks more like Racket Ralph. Racket Ralph.
That's how I know you have a child. You've been watching
all of there it is. Movies. There it is.
That's funny.
It almost looks like a Golden Globe thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, right. Mm-hmm. That's like, in King of Queens, they found a chip that looked like, who was it? But yeah, it was valued at like 5 grand, which is just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
They have had potatoes that look like Nixon.
And there stuff you like go. That. That's who it was.
Was it Nixon? Nixon.
And, yeah, because it was Jerry Stiller. He comes up. He's like, here, sell this at the garage sale for me. It's like, oh, man.
The item description reads, Flaming Hot Lemon Cheetos. One of a kind Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mr. Olympia pose. Single Cheeto bag not included, not to be eaten, stored as a collectible item.
Oh, so there's contingencies upon purchase for 10 grand. I'm buying a Cheeto for 10 grand, which I'm not doing, you can't tell me shit about what I can do with it. If I want to eat that thing the minute I get it, I'm on there.
While the Cheeto is listed for $10,000, the seller has included an option for customers to make their best bids. The Cheeto is located in Las Vegas, naturally, so international customers may need to get in touch with the seller to see if it can be shipped without damage across the waters. There you go.
Man.
That's it. A Cheeto that looks like...
See, that's good. I like those stories.
Schwarzenegger
for a quick 10 G's. That's a come up. And see, all you got to do is you just got to start going through bags of chips and just determining by yourself that they look like certain situations. Like,
that's right.
And then just value them out.
That's right. You know, we all have bad nights sleeping.
Oh, these segues, some of them are painful. Here we go.
We all have a rough time. But have you ever woken up to a gun to your head?
Personally, not yet. I do think that's something that might be in my future, though. I'm not ruling it out.
Well, you know, I mean,
look, man, you know, I'm in a committed relationship. It's bound to happen at some point.
There you go. Bob says, note to self, buy more Cheetos.
See, that's the come up right there, Bob.
That's it. You got to invest. I mean, what's a bag of Cheetos? 99 cents?
No. Nowadays, you never know? It's like $3, man. Life is crazy.
I have a Cheeto that looks like a penis, Dave says.
Well, be careful. It might be shrinking if you're according to our first audio story.
There you go. An inch cut. Now, I've had, we had a story a couple weeks ago about a chicken tender.
That's right.
That looked like a penis.
Looked like the pecker.
Yeah. And oh, like, and 11 inch gun.
Yeah.
Bob says.
Pea shooter.
Yeah. So anyway, here we go. In Upper Peninsula, that would be over in Michigan.
Michigan.
They call it the UP over there.
The UP.
Yeah, the UP. Over in the UP. Peninsula man, speaking of penises.
Right.
The peninsula. A man awakes to intruder holding a gun to his head, demanding his cats.
Oh, hell
no. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, take my silverware. Take my money.
Look, dude, you don't have to stick a gun to my head.
Yeah.
Just take them.
Just, dude, do you have a crate? Like, I don't, man, the cats, come on.
Here
like,
we go.
And why mine in particular? Like, how long have you been stalking my cats? Like, to know that you like them enough.
Bob says.
A penis that looks like a Cheeto.
A penis that looks like a Cheeto.
God.
Off the rails.
Man.
Off the rails, the show's gone. Let's see. You've heard, you probably heard of a cat burglar, but a bizarre case reported in Michigan's UP gives a new literal meaning to the off-used term. According to the Larium Police Department in Houghton County, Houghton, a man awoke just after 4:14 a.m. on Wednesday to find another man pointing a gun in his head and demanding him to give him two live cats.
Oh, okay. Nah, you didn't phrase it right. The first time you said he was demanding that he gets him his cats. How do you know that that's what he's asking? He could just be wanting two cats, man. Find me two. I'm not going to say it. I can't.
Yeah. I told you it'd be an entertaining night. That's exactly right.
Yeah, Jeff. That's going to be the title of our show, by the way, Bob. Cheeto penis or something like that. Yeah. It's going to be the title of the show. So right. If you guys go back and want to rewatch this one, you'll know what it is. Cheeto penis.
My penis looks like a Cheeto.
Right.
The man who broke into the home without permission. Well, how do you break into a home with permission?
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, there you go. Bob says, I'll give you three live cats, dude. They don't have to put a gun to my head, for crying out loud. Let's see. Took one of the cats before leaving. According to police, police believe the suspect knew the homeowner prior to the home invasion. He was located by police a short time later. According to the news release, the gun was seized during the arrest and he was booked at Houghton County Jail on charges of home invasion and felonious assault.
Cat burglary.
That's right.
So did the man get the cat back?
Well, police told WLUC TV6 that it's unknown if the cat has been located following the suspect's arrest. The incident is still under investigation and the suspect and victim have not yet been identified. Officers were assisting at the scene and in search of the Keweenaw County Sheriff's Office, Houghton County Sheriff's Department, and Hancock City Police
Department. That was a mouthful.
Yeah.
Kyle says the where there's a will, there's a way to the breaking in against.
Oh, well, don't you know,
catty, low.
I had a friend. His catty. Name was Morris.
His name is what?
Morris.
Morris.
Yeah. Morris.
Nope. Not tomato, Maurice. Tomato. It's Morris.
It was Morris. It was spelled M-A-U-R-I-C-E.
Okay. But which he pronounced Maurice.
It exactly. But he pronounced it Morris.
Morris. Okay.
His mother was from, I believe, like Switzerland or Sweden or something like that.
Sweden.
And she referred to her cat as the P word.
Ah,
and when she would the cat would go in and out, and so she would be out and it would be the evening if there was someone on the street.
I'm not liking where the story's headed because I'm having a very strong indication of where
she would headed. Literally ask people on the street if they've seen,
do you know where my yes
yeah my right. P word
right
have my you seen my P word
kitty cat is
yeah true story. Kyle Hancock, Bob says. Kyle Nussbaum says, my life motto is anything is possible with brute force and ignorance.
I mean, yes, one time.
Katie says, no, I hate that word. That's why, Katie, I didn't want to say it.
I couldn't. It literally came in tip of the tongue, and I was like, yeah, I'm letting that one go.
Yeah, she was from Scandinavia somewhere, so she had that Scandinavian accent. Hello? Anybody seen my P word?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, there you go, Bob. Right. Thanks.
Bob had to make it literal. Had to make it real.
Had to put it up.
There. Had to make it tangible.
Had to put it up there. You know, we're going to do some gas station trivia, by the way. Did I tell you about that? Right now, we're in the middle of the odd news. If you're just tuning in, we're going over some of the odd news stories, but we do have gas station trivia coming up. And love that word, Bob says. Right here, babe, Jen says.
All right, this is getting, all right, out of the chat. Let's go.
A little warm in here.
Yeah, no, it's not. Get out.
Oh, my goodness.
No, elsewhere.
Robert.
Yes, yuck. Thank you, Katie. Yeah, come on.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
We're going to turn the temperature down.
Bob says, one of my favorites. We're all the way back to the favorites.
And
Yeah, so we're going to be doing gas station trivia. We've got Pennsylvania. We've got West versus East. So, of course, that's going to be the Sheetz gas station
Sheetz
versus the Wawa.
Wawa.
Speaking of the P word, the Wawa.
Yeah, Wawa is going to take a big fat L to Sheetz.
That's right.
Because,
you know,
West Side.
If you've been to the store lately or you've just been out and about
or to a store ever,
those little young annoying girls in the you know,
clarify, finish this sentence, please.
They're known as Girl Scouts.
Okay.
And
why didn't you just say
they're
the little young, you know, the short
annoying,
you know, the brown vest, you know, the
with the buttons, stickers and buttons and all
the
that,
yeah. You know, they yell and you know, the
well, they're out there pushing their cookies,
hustling.
They're hustling their cookies and slinging cookies, whatever you want to say. Katie says maybe one of those weird rent by the hour ones we talked about.
Low. Man, those the sex hotels. Oh my God.
Already in the room. Katie, Bob says, jeez. Oh my goodness. Oh, so yeah. Man. So it is Girl Scout cookie season.
Right.
Headline out of Minnesota, Minnesota man busted stealing $1,200 worth of Girl Scout cookies.
He just run up to the table, take the table, throw it to the back of the truck and take off.
Well, his plan was tree foiled. Is that a word?
I don't know. I'm going to let it ride.
Yeah, there you go.
I was waiting for some other shoe to drop, but there was no other shoe. I just
clearly Pop's a little flustered.
Yeah. I don't know if we're flustered by the story or what's going on. We're still. Know. Yeah.
We don't get flustered here in the Say What You Will radio studios. We're
consummate professionals.
Consummate professionals. That's right.
Stimulating. The girls cook. Let's not, guys.
Well, let's see. Joel Whitaker, 43, of Oronaco.
Sure.
Appeared in court Monday after allegedly trying to drive off with 23 cases of cookies. News station WCCO reported. Police said they responded to a grocery store alarm call Saturday night in Rochester. Officers pulled Whitaker's car over and noticed his back seat was full of Girl Scout cookies, the outlet reported. He told police he had been dumpster diving and discovered the treats in an unlocked loading dock.
Yeah, let me, just.
Officer searched his vehicle and also allegedly found stolen license plates, bolt cutters, a used meth pipe, in addition to a small amount of heroin. He was arrested on felony counts of burglary and theft. The outlet reported Whitaker was released under conditions that include submitting to random drug testing.
You know why he did this? Because what else tastes good with meth? Samoas.
That's right. You know, nothing like going out, doing a little heroin.
Side of meth and some Samoas. And maybe some a glass Samoas. Of milk.
And what are the peanut butter ones?
Right. The
chocolate covered peanut butter ones.
Hop-alongs, is that right? Something like that?
Come-alongs, hop-alongs.
Not the other one. Meth mints. Meth mints. She said into Haas. Kelly's into Haas.
Oh, Kelly Herity is into Haas.
Into Haas.
Welcome, Kelly. We're going over some odd news stories, but soon, Sheetz versus the Wawa.
Speaking of which, Jen tried to figure out my poker toe.
Oh, your poker toe.
She tried to figure out when I get flustered, what happens. And no, it is not when I take a drink. I do have a toe. Okay, and it's very consistent.
Yeah,
I challenge you.
You know, sometimes, you know, we want to protect our kids, right?
I mean, you brought me on this show, so I don't really know if that's true.
But I mean, you want to protect your
right,
kids,
right? Right,
you
know? Right. Generally, right.
We generally we want to protect our kids. Headline out of Florida: mom shows up to school wearing boxing gloves, fights a student.
Ding, ding. Shit. Damn. Yeah, there you go.
Time.
Come on.
Yeah, a Florida mom showed up at her daughter's middle school with a boxing glove and allegedly attacked a student, authorities said. Edith Riddle, 34, of Jacksonville, was arrested on a child abuse charge stemming from the alleged beatdown last week at DuPont Middle School.
Holy shit. Wait, this is a junior high?
Junior
high. Oh, shit. All right, now, multiple things go through my head, but I need a couple questions answered.
What do you got?
Who was the one that got beat? Male or female?
Haven't got
seventh
there.
Or eighth grade? What are we talking here? All right, that's step one.
Police said a school safety officer had heard a frantic announcement over the school's radio system about a fight outside the cafeteria around noon on March 18th. When the officer got there, he found Riddle in a physical altercation with a female student.
So she's whooping some young girl's ass. And look, yeah. She tried to do it the
Sugar
legal
Ray
way.
Edith.
Damn. Oh, man.
Bob says Sugar Ray Edith.
That's great.
Yep. And
Mike Tyson.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, just, I need so much more info on the backstory. Like, what did she say? What was the.
Well, Riddle had been on campus for a meeting with the vice principal and her daughter, cops said. Rather than exit the building afterwards, the daughter made a beeline for the cafeteria to fight the girl, police said. Witnesses told police Riddle's daughter shoved the girl and threw some punches before mom also allegedly began walloping the victim.
So. So you're telling me, okay, and this is just because, like, flashbacks of my high school happened, right? You're in some cafeteria. Imagine this, right? And some girl comes in and starts whooping your ass for some beef that you have. And then her mom reaches in her purse, pulls out two boxing gloves, straps on the Velcro, comes out banging on you. That's crazy. Oh, man, what a situation. That's a story for life.
That's like, right.
I once got my ass whooped by a mom in boxing gloves. That's great. She's like, I don't want to hurt the child. I just want her to know. Like,
how do you?
What rationalizes, okay, what's going to make the situation better? Because that's obviously what she was caring about.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, okay, how can I beat her up without beating her up?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't want to hurt her.
I don't want to hurt her, but I'm going to whoop her ass after my daughter does. Like,
and what is she doing with a pair of boxing gloves?
And like, how do you rationalize putting them in the purse in the first place to walk in? Because I promise you, they weren't on in the vice principal's meeting. No. She wasn't sitting there with the gloves on the table, and he wasn't just like, all right, go ahead. Yeah, you guys are free to
everything's
go.
Normal here.
Yeah, everything's, nothing's going to happen. Like, she had them hidden somewhere.
Oh, my goodness. We need Bob Collum to join us. Yeah, we need more Bobs. Any Bobs are welcome.
We just need more people.
Yeah. All right. That's right. Bizarrely, a bystander told authorities that mom appeared to have a boxing glove on her left hand. Riddle already had the glove on when she arrived on campus, insisting that it was super glued to her wrist and she couldn't remove it.
So she had that thing on the whole time?
In the principal's office.
And the VP, that man needs fired, or woman, or whoever. Because who the hell is sitting through a meeting? Because obviously this is a meeting about the issue, right? This is like a suspension type meeting. And it's sitting there in one hand. And it's one hand. How do you get one glued on one hand?
I can't.
And like, you're sitting in the meeting, that thing's just sitting on the desk next to you. Like, yeah.
I mean, can you just imagine the amount of redneck DNA?
Dude, that's what right. School is this and
screaming,
where?
Screaming through their bloodstream.
Somebody's cousin was with somebody else's cousin kissing. And
there isn't a single man in that family that doesn't have a mullet.
Mullet, a Chevy that's way too old and broken down.
They still got shag carpeting in their trailer.
Dude, yeah, and they got a 12-gauge at the door.
My goodness.
Where did you say this was again?
Well, naturally, Florida.
Ah, there it is.
Deep in the swamps of Florida.
Deep in the bayou.
Hate it when I can't take the boxing glove off.
You know? What? First off, in what situation are boxing gloves and glue ever going together? Like, how did you wind up with it? Let's say that this is true. I'm gonna tell your word. Okay.
If I have anything glued to my hand, super glue, I'm not going to a meeting with the principal. I'm going to the ER.
Can we reschedule? Because look, it's a really tough situation to explain. Like, you know, I got, even if it's like, yeah, my wallet's stuck to my hand. Like, that's weird. Like, Oh, Bob is here. Bob Collum just walked in the door.
Bob Collum is in the room.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. We got two Bob's time two here. Times two. The girl suffered bruises to her knees and forearms, authorities said. She was later taken to a hospital for a follow-up evaluation. Her parents told authorities they wanted criminal charges filed against her.
Yeah, you think? Because you decided to show up with one box. Why one?
The question is,
did you just swing with one?
Is she going to show up to court with the box of gloves?
Now she has a decision to make, right? Because she's like, do I stick with the super glue story
for
the judge?
How married to that story are you?
It's judge, you can pull on it. It's not coming off. And now she has to super glue it, even if it wasn't before.
Oh, my goodness. I am actually
dedicated.
Oh,
wow. My question is, she just throwing one hand punches with the boxing glove
The left.
Yeah. Like just
jabbing
rib jabs right in there. She said in forearms bruises. She was just, come on.
One hand tied behind her back just to make it fair.
Right
now. You know, when you travel to other countries,
which I do very often.
Yeah. Well, I don't, but, if you do,
okay.
You got to pay attention to what is a mailbox and what is a garbage can.
I'm not ignoring your story, Bob. Damn it,
Bob. Bruises to the knees? I am disturbingly aroused.
These are junior high, Bob. It's not the mother. And like, if it is the mother, that's the disturbing arousal of a boxing glove and knee bruises. Come on, man. Oh, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Continue on. I don't even know. I didn't even hear those first words.
I don't even know.
I'm going to need you to run it back.
Well, you know, if you're traveling.
Okay.
Yes. You know, I know Bob and Jen were just out of country not too long ago. Oh, and, you know, you've got to now, apparently, you've got to make sure you can tell the difference between a mailbox and a dumpster, depending on where you're at.
Usually pretty.
This is out of Kamakura, okay. Japan. A British national living in the East Japan city was arrested March 22nd on suspicion of contravening the Waste Management Act by discarding bento lunchbox trash into mailboxes. Now you tell me. I mean, I'm looking at that. I'm thinking that's some sort of funky gas station. I don't even know what that is.
It does look like one of those, the older pumps, but it literally says post on it.
Well, yeah, it does.
And that's English.
It is English.
Like post, like, I mean, it's not compost,
right?
I mean, maybe you can make the compost argument, but like,
well, Anthony Tanaka, 37, was arrested on the spot by officers from Kanagawa Prefectural Police.
Anyways, the police force and
on suspicion of illegal dumping. He was reportedly denied the accusations and told police he thought the mailbox was a trash can.
Yeah, because like, first off, what the hell? The police don't have anything else going on. They're just standing next to this thing, watch them shove a handful in, and we're like, damn it, that's it, we're taking you in. Like,
that's right,
that's too much, sir.
Are you speaking English? I don't know, Bob.
Yeah,
you know,
said major look.
The suspect is specifically accused of throwing empty lunchbox receptacles, used chopsticks, and other garbage into a mailbox in the city grounds at about 2:20 p.m. on March 22nd. According to the police station, they received a report from the post office on December 24th, 2020, of a mailbox made dirty from trash. Oh, isn't that? Oh, wow, that's horrible.
Yeah, how dare you?
Police had arrived police had received a total of 7 similar reports, and more than 150 items of mail have been confirmed soiled or stained by food. As a result, 3 of the 7 reports pertained to the mailbox at City Hall.
You said 3 of them?
That's correct.
So, okay. So he's a repeat offender.
Oh yeah. This isn't his first time. This guy's doing this on purpose.
Yeah. He's been shoving his lunch in people's mail because he's pissed off at somebody.
Yeah. He's the jag off of the week. Right. According to the Postal Act, individuals convicted of damaging mail can be sentenced up to 5 years in prison or fined up to 500,000 yen, which is about $4,600.
5 years in the big house?
Yeah. I'm putting in the money. I'm going 4,600.
Oh, yeah. 5 years in the. Yeah, I'm not. Jeez.
Yep. The police station is also investigating the case for possible violations of this act.
Well, so. Jen, you hit the nail on the head. She said, just wait, Bob Cullen. There's going to be a Wawa versus Sheetz gas station trivia coming up. Well, guess what? It's here.
That's right. Well, it's just right around the corner. Have
you ever soiled your mail? Bob says, personally, many things have been soiled. Not my mail.
Well, let's see here. We are on Good Talk Radio, by the way. We are simulcast on Good Talk Radio. That's Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific time. That would be 6 p.m. The other time. And let's talk about the Espinoza Group real quick. If you live or you want to move in Arizona, or you currently live in Arizona, you reside here. If you want to live and you need to sell a house, buy a house, or invest into a home, into some real estate, I highly recommend the Espinoza Group. She's the only realtor that I trust here in Arizona. You can check her out at Homes, Arizona Homes, AZ Homes. Jeez, AZ Homes by Sherry.com. AZ Homes by Sherry.com. That'll take you to the Espinoza Group page. Check her out. Give her a call. She's the only one.
If you want to make it easier, SayWhatYouWillRadio.com, sponsors tab, click the picture.
That's right. Let's also talk about Nut Tree Designs Company real quick. The purveyors of their amazing designs are right here in the chat room. And of course, that's going to be Katie and Kyle Nussbaum. If you want to get like a little cutting board made with maybe one of your favorite recipes written in like your mom's writing,
which you need to get your set over.
And we're working on it. I'm telling you, I just got a lot of stuff to do, but because trust me, I want to get this done. So once I get it, we'll be able to put it right here on live YouTube. And but anyway, check them out. You can find all of our amazing sponsors right there on SayWhatYouWillRadio.com. Just click the sponsors link and you'll find the links to all of our sponsors right there. Let's see. Okay. And what thing?
I think that's
effing time. Oh, and what effing time is that in Arizona? You know, right now we're Pacific time. So
Pacific.
Yeah. So right now it's 7:43 Pacific time. Honey, we're on the East Coast. We're clueless. Gotcha.
Yep. Katie said, yeah, what the heck? I'm going to give you a deadline for the recipe. So our deadline is ASAP.
Robert says indeed. All right. So that's it for our sponsors. Nope.
I want to press the button.
No, you can't because we've got it all right.
You get to press it. Press it.
All right, it's time for gas station trivia, and it is Sheetz versus the Wawa.
Sheetz.
All right, we're taking bets. Now let's go to the chat room. We're going to take some bets.
By bets, we mean donations to.
Here's the thing. If you trust Sheetz, I want you to smash the one key.
Ooh.
If you're going the Wawa, smash the two key. All right? All right, so there we go. Wawa, Robert says he clearly can't follow the instructions. Just kidding, Bob. Look at that. There we go.
The whole Say What You Will radio voted one.
Wawa gonna win. Kelly says one Sheetz. Bob says two, the Wawas.
Oh, shoot.
Let's verify that I'm all set up for the... let's check it out. Yep, we're all connected, so that's good. And back to the... Oh, my goodness.
Back to the regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so we're going to go... this is actually my hometown, the first Sheetz. This is going to be Murrysville, Pennsylvania.
The OG. Sheetz. Look, I'm putting a lot of money on this. I have a whole $0 on this, so they better win. Yeah, here we go.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, we got some good questions too.
That's right.
Murrysville Sheetz, this is Brian speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Brian. Did you say Brian?
Yes, Brian.
Hey, Brian. This is Pops from the Pops and Low radio show on 111.7, the Big 112. I got a couple Pennsylvania trivia questions for you. Are you ready?
I can't do it right now. I'm sorry. I'm very busy at work right now.
Can you pass the phone to someone that's not so busy?
Nope. Everybody here is very busy.
What about a customer? There's got to be someone there that's not busy.
we're not allowed to give out the phone because of COVID.
All right. You don't have time for questions. Come on, Brian. Two easy Pennsylvania questions.
I wouldn't even really know. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry. I wish you could play.
I'm so sorry about that. You have a wonderful night.
All right. Bye now.
Bye.
You know what it is? You know what that is? That's that Murraysville mentality right there.
Working class. Damn it.
Lame. That's lame. Right.
You know lame. What? No, not lame. Okay, they work hard. I'm going to defend them to the death.
All right. Well, let's see what happens at the next, the Wawa.
Hey, you know what? At least she's answered. I'd rather you answer and say you're busy than not answer it up.
Was that a she or a he?
It was a Brian.
It was a Brian.
I'm assuming Brian was a Brian.
All right. All right, here we go. We're heading out. We're going out to the east side.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
That doesn't sound very promising right there.
Sounds like a disconnected number or a business number.
Wow. That doesn't sound like a cell, like a gas station.
Sounds like the...
Wawa 8107, this is Allie. How can I help you?
Did you say Allie?
Yes.
Allie, this is Pops from the Pops and Low Radio Show on 111.7, the Big 112. I got a couple Pennsylvania-related trivia questions. Are you ready?
Most definitely a cell phone number.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You're about to order a sandwich.
That's right. All right. We're going to number sheets number two. So far, no points. No points at all.
It's a big tie. It's a big tie. This is going to come down to it. Don't laugh.
All right, here we go. Sheets.
Sheets.
Come on, baby.
New Alex Sheets, Patty Spink. Can I help you?
Hey, Patty. This is Pops from the Pops and Low Radio Show on 111.7, the Big 112. I have a couple trivia questions for you. Are you ready?
I don't have time. I'm at work.
Well, that's why we're calling. It's actually you guys versus Wawa.
I have what?
It's Sheets versus the Wawa.
Can you hold on, please?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
All right.
Man.
Well, there you go. All right. So Sheets
is popping at 10:50 at night or 9:50 at night in Pennsylvania right now.
Sheets is 0-2.
Oh, Lori Anderson in the house. Katie said, can we just call for Manny?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Hey, you know what? If we're calling for Manny's, we're placing an order.
Let's go.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
See, this is the Wawa thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good evening. Thanks for calling us at Whitehall Wawa. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey, this is Pops from the Pops and Low Radio Show on the 111.7, the Big 112. I got a couple trivia questions for you. It's you guys versus Sheets. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, you said. I'm sorry, I couldn't understand. Okay. All right. The Little League World Series is played in what Pennsylvania city?
Harrisburg.
No, I'm sorry. We were looking for Delmont, but you were close. Which Pennsylvania city is known as the chocolate capital of the world?
Hershey.
All right. There you go. Good job. All right, my friend, you are 1-2, and actually you took the lead. It is right now. It is Wawa ahead of Sheets.
Okay.
All right. Well, congratulations. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Man, cut to the chase, he said. He said, go ahead. Damn.
Yeah, dude, he was pushy.
Yeah. You know what? I'd rather that if you're just going to do it. He's like, just get it over with, and then we can keep going. All right, fine.
They got sandwiches to make and cigarettes to sell. That's right.
It's a hard knock life.
And they're all in the back room looking at the porn.
The pornography of women.
All right. There you go. So that was round one. Round one goes to the Wawa.
Round two, fight.
All right, Wawa's in the lead. What price do I win? You don't win anything.
Game isn't over. Okay.
That's right. That's right. And you win pride. That's it. It's a prideful thing. All right, now we're heading into Pittsburgh. Back to
Pittsburgh.
Sheets. Whoops.
Sheets.
And if I could see, you know, if I could see.
Even with glasses.
That's right.
That don't really make a difference. I have contacts in it, really. I'm still blind.
All right, we're going out to Sheets. Round two. Not looking good for Sheets.
Call it.
We're calling it.
All right, we're going to hit that Wawa. She gave us the number two. Ready?
Yeah, this is Jen's local Wawa.
610-287.
Nope, don't say it over the air. We don't want to have to go back and edit that out.
It's posted in our comments. They can see it regardless.
Well, that's okay.
While I try it's to public knowledge.
You can scroll to the bottom.
Sigliville Wawa, how can I help you?
Yeah, this is Pops from the Pops and Low radio show on 111.7, the big 112. I got two trivia questions for you. It's the Wawa versus the Sheets. Are you ready?
I am.
All right. Which Pennsylvania city is home to the weather predicting groundhog?
Texas 20.
Excellent job. Okay, question number two. The city of Erie is located adjacent to what large body of water?
You know what it was? She was looking for answer help, and she ran out of time. She felt rushed. Well, guess what? That shouldn't count as a point. She half answered.
Well, she got one out of two, though. You one out of two. She hung up, Jen, unfortunately. Yep.
Yeah,
that
wasn't on us. She said Lake Erie MF-er. I can't say that one. We would need to edit that out.
All right. So that's Wawa takes round one and round two.
Boo.
How about that? So we're going to go to round. What are we on, the fourth number? I don't even remember. Let me go back.
Boo.
Here.
Yeah, you heard me.
That's right. 1980. Okay, there we go.
Just because Sheets is working hard and Wawa has nothing to do.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all it is.
That's exactly right, Lo.
Okay, they're more worried about making money.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right. All right. Round three. Maybe I'll go with that round two again.
Thrice. Nah, go round three.
Well, are we going to call it?
Call it.
Yeah, we're going to have to call it.
We're trying to call them.
All right. On to the next Wawa here. Let's see real quick if,
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know what? Sheets is just, they're busy hustling.
That's right.
Katie says, can we go to a wild card? What do you got, Katie? Hit us. Let us know what the wild card is. Why not? Oh, gosh. Jen and Bob, man, they're going back and forth.
Are they?
The tension is
through the roof. I got my hands
the rough.
On a schmuck. Hold while I try to connect you.
Well, why not? How may I help you?
Yes, this is Pops from the Pops and Low radio show. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good.
Good. That's awesome to hear. We are on the 111.7, the big 112, and it is Sheets versus the Wawa. I got two trivia questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Question number one. The Battle of Gettysburg was fought during which war?
The Battle of Gettysburg. I don't know. I would say World War II. I don't know.
Let's see what they say. I am so sorry. We were actually looking for the French and Indian War.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm really busy. I appreciate it, though. I'm sorry I lost.
No. You got one more question. This is question number two. Name one of the Pittsburgh inclines. The two Pittsburgh inclines, name one of them.
The Pittsburgh Incline?
Yeah, that's that little trolley that goes up the hill to Mount Washington.
Oh, I have no clue. I've never been to Pittsburgh. I never had that.
Oh, well, if you ever get a chance, I recommend checking out the Incline. One is named after one of their most famous musicians. It's the Dave Smith Incline.
Oh.
Yep. And then the other one is called the Drunk Cindy Incline. I don't know where they got that name. But I appreciate you playing, and you have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Well, she was the friendliest participant.
Without a doubt.
She said she was busy, but she wasn't busy. Everybody behind her was busy. She was just chilling.
Well, she didn't know the Battle of Gettysburg. She thought it was, what did she say? World War II. Right there in Gettysburg.
I can't believe she's that close to Pittsburgh. She's like, I've never been to Pittsburgh.
She's never been to Pittsburgh.
That's insane to me.
That's right. At least Wawa answered. That's right. All right,
Katie says she got a wild card. Throw it in there.
Throw it in there, Katie.
Yeah, because that's, I can't believe that.
And then I said the French and Indian War, and yeah, she went with it. So.
Yeah, I mean, hey, you know, she'll now forever say that.
All right.
We're messing with people's lives here, man.
Yeah, we are. All right. So that's exactly
Buzz
right.
And
Buzz. Buzz.
Buzz probably doing nothing again.
Let's see here. We got Sheets.
Katie, what's the wild card? We need to know. Drop the knowledge.
All right. So we're back to Sheets. This is round. We're going to go back to round.
Oh, Katie's got a number for us.
What are we back doing? To round two questions, maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Nah, go to new ones.
All right. New round four.
Sheets McCandless, Julia speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Julie, this is Pops from the Pops and Low radio show on 111.7, the Big 112. It is Sheets versus the Wawa Trivia Challenge. I got two trivia questions for you. Are you ready?
Sure.
In 1943, the Eagles and Steelers joined together under what name?
Oh, I don't know sports.
Oh, okay. No, that's fine. It was the Washington football team. Question number two. What is the capital of Pennsylvania?
Harrisburg.
All right. Good job. That actually takes us to a tie with Sheets and Wawa. Congratulations. You did fantastic. How's the weather out there in Pittsburgh?
Oh, not bad. A little rainy here and there.
All right. Have you had any pierogies this week?
No.
Are you a pierogi fan?
I don't mind it.
Okay.
They're pretty good.
All right. Pierogies. What about a cold Iron City?
I don't drink.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. Neither do I, at least not during the week. All right. You have a wonderful night, okay? And let's go. Washington football team all the way, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Have a good one.
You too. Take care now. All right. Well, you are so partial. That's right. Bob is right, but I just wanted to make her feel better. I just wanted to make her feel like she contributed, but she did.
I cannot believe you said go Washington football team. And she's like, yeah, that's right. Whatever. That's customer service at its finest. When that's you're right. Out of your element, they're like, yeah, let's do this. You're like, yep, let's just fucking do it.
That's exactly right.
Katie said she got a number for a 7-Eleven in PA.
Oh, a 7-Eleven. Right. Oh, we're throwing 7-Elevens in there.
She said it's a wild card, man.
All right. Hey, you know what? We'll see. We'll see if they're willing to play along. Let's see now.
Man, she's at least she got the Harrisburg right. Cause man, I hate that. That's a big pet peeve of mine. Like, I don't know sports.
That's right. I know.
Common knowledge.
That's right. Seven Eleven, not answering. The questions are not fair, Kelly says. Sports questions are not fair. Well, I don't think 7-Eleven's going to answer, so we're going to go ahead and...
We gave it a shot, Katie.
We did, and I like her enthusiasm.
That muddies the convenience store waters. He said, no 7-Eleven. Oh, man.
All right, we're going to jump back down to the Wawa.
I'm so disappointed in Sheet. She said, Jen said she wants to do the Wawa in Gilbertsville.
All right, well, show me the number.
I tried to connect you.
I like this. I appreciate you guys.
Gilbertsville Wawa, how can I help you?
Yeah, this is Pops from the Pops and Low radio show on 111.7, the Big 112. It is Sheets versus... Oh, she wasn't interested at all.
Wow, if it wasn't a... Yeah, man.
Wow, not at all. All right, so we're going to head back up to Sheets.
Sheets.
Yep. I got to see if... Make sure I'm not calling the wrong number. You know what I mean, Low?
Hey, man, it happens.
You know what I mean?
Doesn't matter. Whoever picks up, they're going to get some gas station trivia.
That's right. You're right about that. All right. So here we go. And back to Sheets.
I have a trivia question for the audience. If you had to guess or create another name for the Pops and Low radio show, fire away. Give me your ideas. just out of curiosity, if you would name it something else.
That's right. That's a great, good question there.
Cheap and
Cheswick,
this is Laurel. How can I help you?
Hey, Laura, this is Pops from the Pops and Low radio show on 111.7, the Big 112. I got two trivia questions for you. It's Sheets versus the Wawa. Are you ready?
No, thank you.
Are you sure? Oh, see? See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Pops has a tendency to keep talking and let the phone stay connected. Yeah. He's going to hurt people's feelings one of these times. Oh,
well, you know. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Well. All
right.
We're going strong here, Sheets. A whole total of one out of friggin' 82.
That's right. 5-8-3.
Man, I can't believe that. I'm really disappointed.
The Wawa's definitely.
Be told while I try to connect you.
They're definitely friendlier people. Definitely friendlier people.
Or, you know, again, they got time.
Hi. Thank you for calling Hamburg Wawa. This is Brittany. May I help you?
Hey, Brittany. This is Pops from the Pops and Low radio show on 111.7, the Big 112. I got two trivia questions for you. It's Wawa versus Sheets. Are you ready?
I guess.
All right. Question number one. Which Pennsylvania city is home to the weather-predicting groundhog?
Punxsutawney.
Very, very good. Okay. And the city of Erie is located adjacent to what large body of water?
Lake Erie.
I'm telling you, you could not have been a better contestant. You've taken Wawa. You guys are so far ahead of Sheets. It's unbelievable. It's not even close. You should be proud of that. Hello. Well, lady, a few words.
You want them to be as excited as you are. None of them give a damn.
That's right.
That's right. God, I don't really. Oh, man.
Try my new wild card. It's at Tahoma. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll do Washington next week, Katie.
We should. Yeah, we should run through Washington next
week. Yeah, we'll go up. We'll do East versus West.
Right.
Up there. And so it's going to be Seattle versus, what's the city on the east side? Would that be Tahoma? I don't know.
Isn't it Tacoma? I don't know.
Toyota Tacoma?
No, isn't it Tacoma, Washington?
I don't know what it is. Yeah, you're probably right.
He said rocks the out of Sheets.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Not too impressed with the Sheets.
You know what? I am impressed with Sheets' service to their customers that are in the building.
Well, you know, we're not worried about customer service.
You know what? Damn it.
We're worried about being polite.
You know what? Are we really being polite, though? Called him in the middle of a work day.
No, not me. I'm talking about them.
Oh, okay. You know, so it's a
about them double being standard. Polite. Well, of course it is. All right. Sheets. I believe this is an Oakmont.
Pops is Arabic for Wawa.
Come on, guys.
Call it.
We're calling it?
Call it.
Place must be busy.
Oakmont Sheets.
Yeah, hey, this is Pops from the Pops and Low radio show on 111.7, the Big 112. It's Sheets versus the Wawa. Are you ready for some trivia questions?
Yeah.
All right, number one, the Battle of Gettysburg was fought during which war? You know, they
told you
they didn't know. That's why the guy.
Yeah, he started to ask someone, and then he realized he's like, "I don't really care about this," and hung up.
Well, they didn't know the answer.
Oh man,
Bob says World War II. You're exactly right, Bob.
100%, Bob.
I would have accepted that
Korean War.
That's right. Or the big food fight right. of 1975.
Right.
Remember that one?
Oh, man.
Broke out in the high school cafeteria. Unbelievable up there in Gettysburg.
Right.
Potatoes always. And corn and hot dogs flying everywhere.
Man. She said, you gone done and been hung up on. All right. Well, I'm going to call it. I'm overall calling it for gas station trivia.
Oh, we're done?
Wawa won, dude. This All right. is a blowout at this point.
All right. We're going to give it to Wawa. I'm going to
save Sheet some dignity. The Cold War. Yep.
The Cold War. that's but, right.
Man. Well, Wawa takes the W for Pennsylvania, and that disheartens me.
Yeah. Well, you know, we didn't see it coming. I think it was 3-1.
Yeah, at least.
At least 3-1. I got to tell you. You know, if I need a schmuffin, I'll hit Sheets, but
if I need customer service, damn it. Wawa.
All right. Yeah. So next week, tell me what
Washington,
but we've got, the extremely, crazy city of, where they throw the fish, Seattle. And who is,
throw the fish.
Who's going to be on the, who's on the right side of the state? Can we Google that? Is there a possibility? I know Tacoma's
like a little bit east of it, but I don't know how far. We got to find out what gas stations.
Yeah, we need some experts here. And
our two resident experts have gone cold on us, gone quiet. So,
yeah,
Katie and Kyle, we need Washington for this week. We're going to message you.
That's right. So, gas station trivia, it was the Pennsylvania edition. The Wawa took it by a mile. It wasn't even close.
A mile.
Wasn't even close. Well, I had my money on Sheets and very disappointed.
Thank God I don't have any money and I didn't place an actual bet because, you know.
Well, you know, betting's not good.
No. But I do want to give a quick shout out to Mythical Beards. If you guys are looking for beard products.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you're looking for colognes.
That's right.
Or any type of beard conditioner, balms, things like that. You're going to want to go to mythicalbeards.com.
That's right.
Or go to staywithyouradio.com.
They even have solid colognes over there.
Solid colognes.
Solid.
And they're all named after mythical creatures.
Katie says, are you sure? I mean, Kyle and I are so right. About what, Katie? About what? I don't know.
Kelly said, but if Sheets actually answered.
Well, that's true. I mean, that's true. But when they did answer, they were a little snobby. A little bit snobby.
Working people take life seriously.
What about actual beards? Bob says. Well, that hurts, Bob.
You know what, Bob? Those are fighting words.
That's right.
Hey, you and your 11-inch gun.
We aren't on the left, Katie says. Well, that's right. But I mean, yeah, the city is on the left side of the state.
Correct.
Over there.
Correct.
Yeah, over there with the fish market and all that. And that needle, we have that big space needle.
Yeah, we need two competitive gas stations, two of the iconic Washington gas stations.
That's right. Yeah, so left versus right up there in Seattle. And I'm talking geographically.
Right.
Not
Right,
politically.
Right.
Yeah, Sheets were snobby. You're exactly right, Jen. Very disappointed in the Sheets.
They're big on working. Good That's solid right. work ethic.
That's right. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Wiley Beats as well. You can check him out on YouTube. He makes beats for up and coming rap art. You know, I got to pull up the song.
That's why I did it. That's why I cut it.
Oh, my goodness.
Come on, guy.
Did you send it to me?
I did. It was sent to you.
How did you send it to me?
We can get that going. I can get that pulled up in no time. It's a text message.
Oh, it's a text message.
You're going to pull that up from low right there. Logan Smith, the one below that. That's not Logan Smith.
All right. No, right I was looking there. At another text
message. You're going to hit play on that, and that'll play right through the thing.
Now, let me introduce, because if let's go back a step. Let's go back to... Mythical Beards. On their website, there's a blog. That blog is written by no other than Ethan Smith. You know, Dave Smith has been very quiet in the room tonight.
He has been.
I'm thinking,
suspect.
It is suspect. Very suspect.
We're going to have to question that.
But Ethan is the writer on the blog.
Right.
On Mythical Beards. And it's fantastic stuff. If you want to learn about beards and you just want a little bit of enjoyment, if you're into reading blogs, check out the blog on Mythical Beards. But without further ado, Ethan is also AKA I Am Head Socket. That is his name for his...
What's his artist name?
His artist name. There you go. And he came out with a song called Orlando.
Yeah, he released a single. It's called Orlando. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify. You can find it multiple different ways.
Anywhere you can buy your digital music. Oh, there's my brother. Yeah, he gives the old fingers there.
He says, can I get an 8? we have, he just premiered it, what, just over a week ago?
Yeah, just about a week ago.
So you're going to hear it, hopefully not here first. Hopefully you've heard it before. But if you haven't, we're going to play it, and then you're going to go download it.
That's right. You're going to go, and it's 99 cents. And think of it as just giving 99 cents towards Ethan's college.
Bam.
And without further ado, Orlando by I Am Headsocket. Well, a little further ado.
Yeah, a little further ado, but it's coming.
Just a little further ado.
There you go. Is your volume up? A little further ado.
Yep, a little
bit. Little further.
A little further ado.
Yeah, make sure your volume's cranked. Let me see it.
Well, I don't, it says not playing. Not playing.
Hold, please. You're moving faster than the iPhone. Come here.
Hold on a second. Well, there's a lot to, a lot of ado.
A lot of ado. A lot of ado about nothing.
Yeah, a lot of ado.
Told her I've been flying solo. Tell me that they hate me, now they want to take a photo. Now I got a team and a shorty that drive me loco. I'ma get to up in this Balenciaga polo. Met her in Orlando, find a Marco Polo. Ever since she walked into the party, moving slow-mo. She said she from Philly, but look like she from Orlando. She heard I'm a singer and told me she play piano. Little vibe of fan though, I feel like a man, so I ain't letting no one tell me where I got.
Oh. Not sure what happened there either.
I don't know. It looks like Pops kicked us out of the room. But yeah, so that was just a little preview of Orlando. You're going to want to go check that out. I know we also blew your eardrums out at the first part of it, but that's
and okay. My own.
Yeah, you know, we were there too. But so he said old guys on the information superhighway. But yeah, no, you need to. Okay, yeah, Pops killing me.
I don't know how to. I hate iPhones.
Nah,
I hate them.
He hates tech. Okay.
Nope.
But he's our production guy. So, you know,
oh.
Man. But yeah, you're going to want to go check that out. It's on iTunes, on Spotify. It's super catchy. I mean, he's really talented. You're going to want to follow up with him too, because I know that there's going to be other stuff in the future.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. And so check him out. I Am Headsocket. Pretty amazing stuff. So, well, that's probably all I got for the Pops and Low radio show tonight. And we are thinking about rebranding the name.
Yeah. So if you have name ideas, seriously, I'm not kidding. Please drop them below, because it just helps us with the brainstorming process.
Can you please send me the link? Jen says.
I'll do you one better. I'm going to post the link in the comments.
Whoops. Whoops.
That way everyone can see.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So if you got a, if you, when you think of the Pops and Low radio show, what's
Holy
up?
Holy cow, Zach Broski. Smith. What's up, man? Oh man. Long time no hear from, brother. He, Zach has his own podcast.
So, oh, he does.
Yeah. We're going to have to connect with him a little bit on that as well.
Lops and Poe.
Yes, pretty much. That's us. So,
I appreciate you putting all the time and effort into that one.
Bob. Yeah, for sure. But
you know what? I'm going to spell your name backwards, Bob. How do you like that?
Yeah. But hey, if you guys are just tuning in, make sure you guys follow up with us again next week. Same time, same place. Friday night, 7 p.m. Arizona time. Check us out on saywhatyouwillradio.com.
That's right.
Check out our sponsors. See if you need any help from them. Until then, go check out that song Orlando by I Am Headsocket. Other than that, hope you guys have a great week. We're going to catch you next week, hopefully. Yeah, if you guys have name ideas, drop them below. I'm going to post the song in the comments.
Can you get that playing again?
Yep,
there?
I'll do that for you.
Maybe we could end the show with a little bit more Headsocket.
Here it comes.
All right, crank it up there.
Now I got a team and a shorty that drive me loco. I'ma get to up in this Balenciaga polo. Met her in Orlando, find a Marco Polo. Ever since she walked into the party, moving slow-mo. She said she from Philly, but look like she from Orlando. She heard I'm a singer and told me she play piano. Little vibe of fan though, I feel like a man, so I ain't letting no one tell me where I gotta stand though. Hop up on the private girl and fly like Peter Pan, so we could get a room in any city with a bango. Baby,